Chapter 42.
Up cycle complete. Operation success. Congratulations. Your body did not reject the upcycler. Restraint life tap has been removed.
That was the last of them. I grasped my Epiviper, turned the corner, and killed three of the pig spiders. The soul power leached into me. I healed, then shot one more to refill my bar. The remaining pig spiders did not pursue me. I'd received multiple attribute level ups from their array of items in Bernadette's body. I only chose ones with 100% success chances and ones that didn't remove any of my skills. My pack was now covered with the I was a good boy patches. After all of that, my stats looked like
Strength, 26. Acumen, 30. Plus 2 from armor. Plus 10 from amulet. Durability, 25. Deafness, 15. Plus 1 from knee pads. Charm, 10.
In addition, I gained darkness vision without losing my frame vision. I gained a very useful skill called Lemegeton, and best of all, thanks to the replacement of my liver, I removed Life Tap. Life Tap was the race trait that caused me to be constantly losing health. The liver replacement actually cost 2 durability points, but I'd net gained 1 durability point thanks to the replacement of both thigh muscles. Lemegeton allowed me to examine the traits, skills, and abilities of demon royalty. Upon obtaining the skill, I pulled Count Franz from my pack and tested it out.
Count Franz, rank 46 in the demonic hierarchy, a vassal of King Venea. May be evoked to perform brightness, repair, and can identify ingredients for alchemy. Requires evocation, level 1. Has 2 forms, Hackberry Emperor Caterpillar or Thorn Carcass.
Interesting. I wonder what a thorn carcass looks like. The next part of the quest required me to use the scroll to travel to Necroshire. But first, there was something I needed to do. I had to wait several hours before I could safely travel within the Guardian. I finished my last upcycle at the end of the Shrill's calm phase. He returned to the edge of his territory to once again fight against the Glazers just as I dragged myself into my base. To my surprise, something different happened this time. While I had no sense of where we were, I could tell right away that the fight outside had ended much more quickly than normal. The Shrill changed to his egg shape and started moving a full hour earlier than usual. I wasn't certain, but I believed with his added strength, he'd managed to thoroughly trounce King Venea's Glazers and was now moving off toward the Rift to join the rest of his kaiju friends. I realized something else then. It was probably obvious, but for some reason my brain just hadn't registered it. That was what we were supposed to be doing all along. The missing kaiju and guardians who weren't already near the rift were supposed to be healed, rescued, whatever, in order to line them up for the final assault on the world of hell. You needed at least 4 to beat the final boss, but the more the better. And most, if not all, of them needed to be in the area when the assault began. Anatoly, Jank, and that Frankenstein's monster guy had managed to somehow pull it off once with 3 guardians. But as Clara had repeatedly reminded me, that was a next to impossible task. They'd done it because they needed to reset the game, but I had the sense that Anatoly wanted to do it just to see if he could. And according to Clara, they only won because they'd utilized a cheat. Once the Shrill moved to his egg shape, I left my base and struck out toward the end of the distant tentacle. When he moved like this, his interior bounced around like the bed of a pickup truck with no shocks. It was still better than Bast or Moritaskus. Bloodborne took me most of the way. The bulk of the tentacles were a thick tunnel of muscle surrounded by a fluid-filled sac. The long shaft constantly changed diameter, sometimes tight to the point where I feared I'd be squeezed to death. Safe pockets appeared every 10 meters or so. Lines of nerves spread throughout the muscles in, above, and below like some sort of nightmare tangle of computer wires. The testicles were a pair of glands at the very tip of the tentacle, nestled on one side of a fatty pocket. Each sac was actually a multi-chambered organ, unlike anything I'd ever seen before in my limited experience with human anatomy. The system called it the Testicular Prostate Bulbourethral Gland System. While I knew this game supposedly featured hyper-realistic anatomy, I vaguely suspected they had taken a few anatomical liberties with this one. Each sac was a quivering mass about 10 feet in diameter. I zoomed in with my gross anatomy map and saw the tip of this particular tentacle had a penis-like protuberance within a sleeve at the end. The shrill could extend the spike and spray his sperm into something remarkably small. I had visions of some of the weird Japanese anime that one of my roommates was always watching. I shuddered. I wasn't going to extract the sperm using the penis lance thing. I was going to tap directly into the keg. I approached. With my newly acquired darkness vision, the interface combined both of my low-light vision options into one highly adjustable system. So instead of the green and black line art style, I now had a color overlay that I could adjust on the fly to give more detail. The interior of the sacs was a completed system of tubes and glands, all leading to a bottom, fluid-filled chamber. This section of the pulsating sac was filled with thrashing, eel-like sperm. Each sperm was about the size of my finger. I didn't know the safest way to do this. I decided simple was best. I pulled the heavy Lamashtu egg from my pack and placed it on the ground outside the sac. I cast numb and then incision, creating a small hole in the bottom part of the round gland. I cringed, remembering the amplification ceremony. The moment I made my cut, the sac ripped even further. With a mighty gush, I was suddenly over my head in bloody shrill semen. The egg glowed and washed away back down the tube. The world turned upside down as the shrill began smashing his tentacle against the ground in apparent pain. I bounced, shooting my grappling hook, grasping onto the egg before it could get washed away forever. Thanks to my breathless ability, I did not drown. The writhing sperm smashed against me in an attempt to get inside of me. I didn't know if they were dangerous, but I quickly cast Patch on the rent in the sack. The hole healed, but the giant ball remained deflated. The semen and sperm and blood slowly started to abate, getting absorbed by the muscle and bloodstream. The egg pulsed with a yellow glow. I pulled a single, wriggling sperm from my teeth. I grasped the egg and tossed it back into my pack. I was eternally grateful that there was nobody around to have seen that. I pulled out the travel scroll to Necroshire, and I activated it.